live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the HSC says they are very concerned at the rising cases of COVID-19 in Donegal, with a high number of household transmissions reported in Lifford, the Finn Valley and Letterkenny. Meanwhile, Dublin, Louth, Waterford and Donegal should move to level 4 restrictions, with the rest of the country moving to level 3, according to a health expert. An investigation has been launched after a vital piece of life-saving equipment was stolen in Letterkenny at the weekend. And Emile is wanted in connection with an early morning assault in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first news, the 14-day COVID incidence rate in one area of Dublin has reached over 200 cases per 100,000 population. It comes as concerns grow for Louth, Waterford and Donegal, with cases continuing to rise there. Andrew Louth has more.
Dublin North West currently has an incidence rate of 204.7 over the last 14 days, with 425 new cases identified in that time frame. Over 1,800 cases have been reported in the capital over the last 2 weeks, giving an incidence rate of 138, nearly double that of the national rate. Dr. Colm Henry from the HSE, however, says the whole country should be taking extra steps.
Restricting social contacts, reducing the number of contacts, reducing the number of settings the virus can jump from household, from individual. To individual, and that applies to Leitrim or Dublin.
Meanwhile, in Donegal, its 14-day incidence rate jumped to 96.7 yesterday, landed at 101.1, meaning it's the only county other than Dublin to be over 100. Waterford's incidence rate is standing at 93.8. DCU Professor Anthony Staines believes those four counties should move to level 4 restrictions, with the country going to level 3.
If we do that, we could bring the virus transmission down, certainly in most rural areas, relatively quickly. Dublin, as I said, will take substantially longer.
A move to level 4 would mean no visiting other households, weddings would be capped at 6 guests, and gyms and swimming pools would close.
The HSC says they are very concerned at the rising cases of COVID-19 in Donegal, with a high number of household transmissions reported in Lifford, the Finn Valley and Letterkenny. The Director of Public Health with HSC North West is urging people in the county to double down on their efforts in a bid to reduce the number of cases. Dr. Anthony Breslin says communities across Donegal have put in an enormous effort already to contain the virus, and it's vital that those efforts are not in vain.
Numbers in Donegal did increase to sort of late teens, early 20s every day. We're seeing a small number of cases elsewhere in Leitrim and Sligo, but nothing the same. We did expect to see a small increase in numbers as people got back to normal activity, more and more people going to football matches, people going to schools, etc. But we didn't expect to see the big increase we've had. We don't have the same numbers relatively as we have in Dublin, let's say, but still sort of per head of population, they're higher than we'd like. And if we try and take action to reduce the numbers, it will take a while to reduce them, because obviously if someone was infected, came into contact with the virus over the weekend, it could take sort of midweek this week before they develop symptoms and are tested, etc. So there is a lag. And people in all spheres, public sector, private sector, healthcare, retail, etc., etc., they've all put a lot of effort into trying to control this, not just at work and outside, but also in their own homes. And we don't want to waste that effort. We want people to go back to as normal activity as possible. We've got the schools back now for sort of two to three weeks. We haven't had a big issue in school, touch wood, in the northwest, and that's what we want to keep it that way.
In the north, 75 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. There have been 963 cases of the virus in the past week and 9,541 positive tests in total. No more deaths have been reported today, meaning the death toll remains at 577. Well, Stormont's health minister says the executive isn't ruling out Northern Ireland re-entering a period of full coronavirus lockdown. Robin Swan was speaking ahead of new COVID restrictions being introduced there from 6 o'clock this evening. The measures limit people from visiting other households or from gathering in large groups outdoors. Robin Swan says the virus is at a critical point.
The executive is keeping all options open, especially now that we are at a critical juncture and need to act quickly to try to bring the rate of transmission down.
It's emerged that some people in Donegal are having to travel as far as Dublin for a COVID test and then back again for a hospital procedure a matter of days later. In recent weeks, a child and his mother and an older man had to travel from the north of the county to hospitals in Sligo and Dublin for a COVID test and back again a number of days later for their respective procedures. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin is calling on the HSE to urgently clarify why in both cases the patients could not avail of a COVID test in Letterkenny.
This policy where the COVID test and the procedure carried out in the one hospital, it's fine if you're living in a city, if you're living in Dublin or the likes of Cork, but to expect people from Donegal, you know, and it's bad enough that they're forced to travel long distances in the first place for a lot of procedures that should be available in Letterkenny, they're forced to do that in the first place, but now they're forced to go down twice in the 1 week. And in the case of going the whole way to Dublin, that's just, it's outrageous, frankly.
And has there been any sort of indication from the people who have been affected? They've been speaking to you, obviously, in terms of maybe that the test centres in Letterkenny are full to capacity or something like that?
My understanding is that the hospitals are insisting that they carry out the tests and then the procedure. Now, I'm assuming this is some kind of a HSE guideline, but there has to be flexibility. I'm also looking for clarification. Are there enough test kits in Donegal, you know, COVID-19 test kits? Is the capacity there in Donegal? Because if it is, and it should be, then the test should be carried out in Donegal in cooperation with the hospitals in timely fashion that allows procedures to go ahead. I mean, it's all under the same umbrella, the HSE, these tests, and they really need to sort this out. It's unacceptable, the inconvenience and indeed trauma for some of the patients that I have been dealing with.
The Taoiseach has hinted the COVID pandemic payment may be extended beyond April next year. It comes as opposition parties have called for the payment to be restored to €350 a week. Thousands of people will have a reduced payment hit their bank account today of either €300, €250 or €203. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says part of the reason for the reduction is that the government has to keep funding the payment for a longer period of time.
This government has already put £3.5 billion into the pandemic unemployment payment. That's what it has cost. This year alone, government will spend £28 billion on social protection. That is an unprecedented intervention by the state and by government in supporting incomes.
An investigation is continuing into a weekend assault in Ballybofey. The incident happened at Main Street in the area of AIB Bank on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. The male victim in question was struck across the head by another male and was thrown to the ground. He was dragged out onto the main road where he received a number of kicks to the head and body. Garda Grainne Doherty is hoping people with dashcam footage will come forward.
He had a lot of various different injuries, all minor in nature. Anybody that was in that area, it would be an area really where taxis would be pulled up, you know, across the road to that. And we're hoping that some of them might have had dash cam footage of the incident, if they could come forward, or anybody that witnessed the incident, contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 074 9167 100.
In a separate incident, a male is wanted in connection with an early morning assault in Letterkenny. It happened in the Long Lane area of the town in the early hours of Tuesday morning last. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Gardaí received a report from two females that they had been walking on the Long Lane in Letterkenny at approximately 20 past six on Tuesday morning last when they were approached by a male who approached one of the females and pushed her to the ground. She sustained a minor injury to her knee as a result. Neither of the females knew the male in question. The male was wearing grey tracksuit bottoms and a black hoodie. He travelled on foot in the direction of Letterkenny town following the incident. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have observe this mail to contact them on 074 9167 100.
The Sinn Féin leader says she's gobsmacked that 10 junior ministers will be getting special advisers. Cabinet approved the plan that will see 7 ministers of state with no advisor. The 10 new jobs will be on the assistant principal pay scale, which starts at €67,000. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says there's no need for the number of advisers this government has hired.
I am absolutely astounded and gobsmacked at media reports that your government this morning has approved the hiring of 10 special advisers for junior ministers. This being done at a time when you're cutting payments to people in real difficulty who have lost their jobs.
An investigation has been launched after a vital piece of life-saving equipment was stolen in Letterkenny at the weekend. A defibrillator located outside the Snug 39 at Old Town was discovered missing from its case yesterday. The defibrillator had only been placed there a matter of weeks ago and follows a major fundraising campaign by local residents. Owner of the Snug 39, Declan Jordan, has hit out at those responsible and has described the incident as an attack on the entire community.
It's just very disheartening and just a very sad day for the community. And we're asking for is if we could just get it back, and I don't know, we could look at moving it, but we just need to start from the start and possibly get it back. Just don't understand why they would try and steal such a vital piece of equipment that's needed in a community like that, you know.
Gardaí are treating a weekend fire in Letterkenny as deliberate. The blaze broke out in the early hours of Sunday morning at an apartment in the Old Town area. There are no reports of any injuries. Anyone in the area who may have observed or heard anything that might assist with the investigation is being asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Serious concern has been raised once again over the extent of coastal erosion in North Inishowen. There are fears that the issue will severely affect a number of local amenities in the years ahead, with Ballyliffin Golf Club already being impacted. A report into erosion in the area was first commissioned in 2016, and while it was completed almost a year ago, it has yet to be published or acted upon. Local councillor Marshall McDermott says every relevant organisation must come together and come up with a plan to tackle the problem.
It's quite the likelihood in the next 50 years that the water will be on as far as Lag Chapel, and that a vast majority of the golf club will be in danger of being eroded away. And, you know, that's quite stark things to be saying in a report and then not do nothing about it, because, you know, these amenities are vitally, vitally important to North Inishowen, and especially in the current climate that we're in now, where people are staying at home and people are using the facilities at home. I think it's even more important that something is done immediately.
Why do you think there's a reluctance there, seemingly, from Donegal County Council to publish this report?
Well, I think there's a reluctance from all those departments, not just only Donegal County Council, because every one of those departments have this great ability to blame one another. And to kick the ball from one to the other, that at the end of the day nobody takes any responsibility for anything. I think that's what's been going on here for quite some time, and I don't think that's very fair. It's not fair on the people that's trying to, you know, run businesses and trying to, you know, have an area that we want people to come to, we want people to stay in, and these organisations then don't really take anything on board and just say, well, there's a report there and that's what it's saying and that's it, which in my eyes is not good enough. I think that, you know, the council now must take this report. They must make sure that all the other organisations are engaged in it, and we must see what can be done.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 9:16 minutes past five, and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with horse racing, and Luke McAteer continued his recent good form with a winner today in Listowel. He was on board 71-shot Angel Polanis in the Jet and Peggy O'Carroll maiden at 2:10 on the County Kerry track. Elsewhere in soccer, this evening's Caribou Cup third round clash of Leighton Orient and Spurs has been postponed. It's after a number of players at the League Two club tested positive for COVID-19. Round four is due to take place next week, but Orient remain hopeful that the tie can be rearranged. Elsewhere this evening, Newport, they play host to Watford. West Brom, they entertain Brentford. West Ham, they face Hull. And at 8:15, Manchester United, they're away to Championship side Luton Town. Meanwhile, the Premier League say it's disappointed by the UK government's decision to postpone plans to allow supporters to return to matches from the start of next month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement as part of plans to tackle the spread of coronavirus. The Premier League say it's certain fans in stadiums would be as safe or safer than any other public activity currently permitted. Back at home, Drogheda United, they can close the gap on SSE Airtricity First Division leaders Bray to 2 points tonight. If they can get a victory, they play host to Shamrock Rovers. That one kicks off at 7.45. Meanwhile, another news cross-channel, West Brom manager Slaven Bilic, he's been charged with improper conduct by the English FA. Bilic came in onto the pitch at half-time in the Baggies 5-2 defeat to Everton on Saturday and was shown a red card by referee Mike Dean for his protests. The West Brom boss was unhappy with Dean's decision to send Kieran Gibbs off for striking Everton's James Rodriguez towards the end of the first half at Goodison Park. And Gareth Bale could be at Spurs beyond his one-year loan deal from Real Madrid. The Welsh forward's agent says his client's career at Madrid is over. Bale won 4 European Cups during his 7 years in Spain, but he fell out of favour with manager Zinedine Zidane. And Derby, they have signed Jordan Eibe on a 2-year deal. The winger was a free agent after leaving Bournemouth following their relegation from the Premier League last season. In rugby, Munster say Conor Murray's progressing well from a thigh injury. The scrum half sustained the injury in the province's Pro 14 semi-final defeat to Leinster earlier this month. Andrew Conway's edging closer to a return, while John Klein and Dan Goggin, they'll resume training this week. And French rugby president Bernard Laporte claims he's subject of a coup. He's been held in custody as part of investigations of alleged undue favouritism shown to Montpellier owner Mohamed Altrad. Laporte is also a vice chairman of World Rugby. Irish referee Andrew Brace will take charge of Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup semi-final between Exeter and Toulouse. Brace was recently the man in the middle for the Guinness Pro 14 Grand Final. Nigel Owens, he'll oversee the clash of Racing and Saracens in the other Champions Cup semi-final. In snooker, 5 players have now withdrawn from the snooker's European Masters. It follows Daniel Wells and Gary Wilson testing positive for COVID-19 yesterday. Elliot Slesser, Michael White and David Lilly have also pulled out of the event, having come into contact with the affected players. World champion Ronnie O'Sullivan, he's among the players to receive a bye to the second round as a result. Finally, for this evening in motorsport, basketball legend Michael Jordan has become a NASCAR owner. The 6-time NBA championship winner will head up a team in the new single-season NASCAR Cup Series. Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin is partnering with Jordan, while Bubba Wallace, he'll be their driver. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information after 3 people were taken to hospital following a weekend crash in Carrigart. The collision involving 3 vehicles happened on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Ballyohagan area. The vehicles were extensively damaged and the 3 drivers taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to non-life-threatening injuries. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
One of the vehicles was a red Ford Fiesta 151DL. There was a black Volkswagen Passat 08DL and a red Volkswagen van 161DL. The driver of each vehicle, they were all taken to hospital, Letterkenny Hospital, with injuries, none of which are life-threatening, thankfully. We are appealing to any other road users who were in that area around that time, especially the usual look, anybody that had dash cam footage and was in the area, we would like to hear from them. Milford Gardaí can be contacted on 074-915-3060.
The Office of Public Works has confirmed that there are development plans for new mills, corn and flax mills. It's thought that the tourist attraction on the outskirts of Letterkenny is somewhat overlooked when compared with other amenities in the county. It's led to calls for disused buildings on the site to be converted into a coffee shop and other amenities to maximise its potential. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh is looking for more information from the OPW on what plans they have in store.
Unfortunately, the answer doesn't specify what those plans are, so I don't know if the plans match my vision for it or if it's something completely different. So I would really need more detail on this. But I do welcome the fact that the OPW have at least plans to use those buildings, which they've bought, which they've paid for and which they haven't used. So, I hope now that it can be used in a way that brings it into use for the wider public and that will increase footfall to that fabulous facility that we have there.
There would be, I'd imagine, some concerns as it relates to there being very little space to the door of these buildings to the, what is a very busy road there at New Mills.
Yeah, but, you know, the road issues, I think, Catherine, this was raised before as well, that, that maybe those weren't developed, there wasn't, because of safety aspects crossing the road. But I don't think there's anything there that can't be dealt with. Remember, there was a live active pub there at one time, and people were walking out of it and so on, and I never remember anyone getting knocked down or anything. So, you know, I don't think there's any issue there that our traffic people aren't capable of addressing.
A number of Donegal community energy projects are to receive funding under the Community Energy Grant Scheme. The investment will deliver energy upgrades to nearly 1,500 homes and community and commercial buildings throughout the country. Donegal projects include grants for deep retrofits for two residential homes delivered by three housing associations, plus heating and lighting upgrades to non-residential buildings across the county, including LYIT, Kerrykeel Community Centre and Donegal County House. Donegal Green Party Chairman Michael White says it's a step in the right direction.
A really concrete example of what we said we would do during the elections, which was to switch investment towards retrofitting and green energy projects and to create jobs, and that's what's happened. So this announcement's big. Like, nationally, it's worth 28 million, which will unlock a total of 74 million euro investment. So it will have a big impact, and it's the first of more funding that's planned.
As you say, a step in the right direction, but obviously from your own point of view, a lot more will be needed in the time ahead.
Yeah, the announcements today across the country are nearly 1,500 homes and community centres and commercial buildings throughout the country, and that includes private homes, residential homes and community centres in Donegal. It's a first step. The main benefits of it are that, first of all, it means these buildings will be warmer, and that then means there will be lower heating bills, and that, of course, then means there's going to be less CO2 emissions. But in the current circumstances, what it also means is the creation of sustainable jobs, sustainable green jobs here in Donegal and elsewhere. So it's a really good start.
With an eye, outbreaks of rain extending this evening with a few heavy bursts. Winds moderate to fresh, south to southwest. Rain will clear early tonight, and good clear spells will develop with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE says they are very concerned at the rising cases of COVID-19 in Donegal, with a high number of household transmissions reported in Lifford, the Finn Valley and Letterkenny. The Director of Public Health with HSE Northwest is urging people in the county to double down on their efforts in a bid to reduce the number of cases. Meanwhile, 75 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Northern Ireland in the past 24 hours. There have been 963 cases in the past week and 9,541 positive tests in total. It's emerged that some people in Donegal are having to travel as far as Dublin for a COVID test and then back again for a hospital procedure a matter of days later. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin is calling on the HSE to urgently clarify why, in both cases, the patients could not avail of a COVID test in Letterkenny. And an investigation is continuing into a weekend assault in Ballybofey. The incident happened at Main Street in the area of AIB Bank on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, September the 22nd. The death has taken place of Sadie Donovan Mina Cuin Gidor. Her remains will repose in Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock until 7:30. Removal from there to St Colmkill's Church, Knockfola, to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of John Toy, 19 Ballyrean Park, Letterkenny. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Drumahl, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has occurred of Davy Hamilton, Meanlara, Gortahork, who remains reposing at his partner Marie Eucart house in Meanlara, Gortahork, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving his home at 11:30 tomorrow morning, travelling through Dunfanaghy, going to Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, for 3 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of McLafferty's funeral directors. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Donald Duffy, Bunagee, Letterkenny. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, which can be viewed live on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. Interment afterwards in Ulex Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Medical 4 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of John Donnell, late of 2, Finview, Ernie Road, Strabane. Funeral will leave his late home tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for service in Ernie Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Ward 40, Altnagalvin Hospital, care of William Key, funeral director. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. And the death has taken place of Eugene McGarrigle, 28A, Meeting House Street, Strabane. Funeral leaving his son Martin's home, 8 Fountain Terrace, Strabane, tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Cemetery, Dunleyloop. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html.